Welcome to the Prayer Now podcast.
Prayer Now was born of a desire to provide prayer to whoever needs it whenever they need it.
We believe what James 5:16 says, that the prayers of a righteous person are powerful and effective,
and that God hears us and desires to answer our prayers.
Whether you're listening to receive prayer or to pray along with us for others, we welcome you here.
Welcome back to the Prayer Now podcast. My name is Gary Ritchie. I'm the pastor of New Hope Christian Community Church. Today we're going to talk about praying for people who do not know the Lord. I was struck by this passage from Ezekiel 34. It says, "For this is what the sovereign Lord says, I myself will search for my sheep and look after them. As a shepherd looks after his scattered flock when he is with them, so I will look after my sheep. I will rescue them from all the places where they were scattered on a day of clouds and darkness. I will bring them out from the nations and gather them from the countries, and I will bring them into their own land. I will pasture them on the mountains of Israel and the ravines and all the settlements in the land. I will tend them in a good pasture, and the mountain heights of Israel will be their grazing land. There they will lie down in good grazing land. There they will feed in a rich pasture on the mountains of Israel. I myself will tend my sheep and have them lie down, declares the sovereign Lord. I will search for the lost and bring back the strays. I will bind up the injured and strengthen the weak." Our God is a God who is seeking the lost. And today, myself and Elder Don Wilson will be praying with you for those who are far from God.
Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you so much, God, for this day. God, we thank you for grace and mercy. We thank you for another day to be alive and to be among the land of the living. And Father, right now I pray for all of my unsaved friends. I pray for my unsaved family members. I pray for every person that does not know you, Father. God, I pray that they will just be curious to get to know you more, God, and that they will reach out to somebody that has a walk with you, God, and that you'll begin to stir up questions, Lord, and that curiosity will arise, Father. I pray for every person, Lord, because I know what my walk is like with you, God, and I'm so grateful for it. Every day may not be perfect, God, but it's so refreshing knowing that I have somebody there with me all the time. It's so refreshing knowing that I have somebody who loves me, who cares for me, and who I will one day spend eternity with, Father. And so right now, every person under the sound of my voice that does not know you, God, I pray that they have the opportunity to get to know you, that they have an opportunity to experience your love and your grace. God, I pray that they have an opportunity to experience your mercy, Lord, in knowing and trusting that you love us regardless, God. You love us no matter what we do. Father, you left the 99 to come and find me. And I ask that you go find that one person, God, and that they will open their hearts, that they will open their minds, and that they will open their arms to receive you, to know and to trust that you mean nothing but good for them and that you want to spend eternity with them. God, I ask that you be in and through the relationship that you builded, that it nourishes, that it flourishes, and as the enemy tries to attack and place doubt and place fear, God, I ask that you quiet those thoughts, that you quiet those actions, Father, God, and that you just allow that individual, whoever it is, man, woman, boy, or girl, Father, that you allow them to experience the joy and the fulfillment of having you in our hearts, having you in our minds, having you in our lives. It's in Jesus' name I pray.
Lord, we know that you are at work in every single person around us. Every person that we know, every person we pass by, people that we love, people that are co-workers, friends, acquaintances, Lord, we know that you're at work, and yet sometimes we think that people who don't know you are just okay, that things are fine for them. And yet you tell us that you are anxious for the lost. You tell us the lost are like lost sheep, that all of us who have gone away from you suffer like a lost sheep, are in danger of death and brokenness and loss forever. Lord, you tell us that Jesus came to seek and save those lost, that he did not come to do empty work or just to say nice things, but to seek and save that which was lost. And so if he seeks the lost, so should we. And Lord, I know there are many of us who long to see our friends, our neighbors, our family members trust you, and yet we don't know. We don't know how to break through that shell. And Father, I pray right now for opportunities to share the gospel with that person that you have put on our heart. Lord, there is someone near us right now, someone who comes to mind who does not know you, and you've put us in their life. You've made us into a special place in their life. Maybe we're a certain kind of friend. Maybe they've trusted us with a longing or a secret. Maybe they come to us when they're in pain or they're in need. And Lord, I pray for an opportunity to talk about you with that person. I pray for each person listening. Lord, you tell us the harvest is plentiful, but the workers are few, that we should ask the Lord of the harvest to bring workers to his harvest field. So you're at work, Lord. Let us be those workers. Give us opportunities to share, to talk. Break down those walls. So many of our friends and neighbors, our family members, live in darkness. They have been deceived. They have trusted in things that are temporary. They have become slaves to finances or glory or relationships, things that are going to come up empty for them. And Lord, the only hope they have is the hope that comes from you, but that is a real hope. It is a strong hope. It is a rescuing hope that comes through Jesus Christ. And we pray that you would break through the work of the evil one, his deception, Lord, his lies that have so dominated our culture. We pray you would break through those so that those around us can know you and come to you. Lord, let us be ready. You tell us that our conversation be seasoned with salt. We should be ready to make an answer for those that ask of us, Lord. Father, help us to be prepared for that, to be ready to talk about you, to treat people in such a way that they want to know the God that we know. That we would love each other, love others so well that people would be astounded and say, who is it that you know? Why are you different? And that we could speak the name of Jesus Christ. Lord, would you do miraculous work in this? We know that eventually every knee will bow and every tongue confess that Jesus Christ is Lord. But Father, we pray that those days would come sooner rather than later, especially in the lives of those we love. Lord, as you bring to mind particular people, Lord, I pray for people in my life who do not know you. I pray for boldness for me to share the gospel. I pray for openness for them to receive. I pray against the boundaries and walls that they may have put up that have prevented them from hearing, that today is a day that they would trust you, Lord. We thank you that you offer forgiveness and mercy, that you are the seeker of the lost, that you came and sought us out, Lord. None of us are born Christians. You came and rescued us. Let us join you in that work. Let us remember who we are. We are citizens of heaven. We are children of God, and we are ambassadors for Christ. You make your appeal through us, Lord. Thank you for the privilege of sharing in that work. Glorify yourself in this. That many, Lord, many who hear your voice through us would come to know you.
Lord, I pray that as we come across people that may not have a walk with you, Father, God, that you will speak through us. God, that you'll give us the words to say that you'll get the glory. Father, not that it's any self-righteous thing that we do, God, but that we're speaking and reaching out to our brothers and sisters, Father, because we want them to ultimately spend eternity with you like we will. God, we, as I come to you today, I just ask, Father, that God, that you send us that person and let us not miss the opportunity. God, that we do not get ashamed and afraid to speak the gospel of Jesus Christ and to speak it boldly. God, letting our lives be a mirror and a reflection of you and what you do in our lives and what you do for us. Lord, I ask that you just be in and through every conversation. I ask that you be in and through the opportunities that we get a chance to meet, the opportunities that we get a chance to witness, the opportunities that we get a chance to tell of your glory. because, Father, we are broken people as well. And God, if you can do it for us, I know for sure that you can do it again for the next person and the next person and the next. God, will you stir up something in us that we will go out and we'll scream from the mountaintops that Jesus is Lord? God, we know you're coming back. And Father, you said a rock will cry out. Help us not have rocks cry out for our brothers and sisters. God, that we will be able to share the gospel of Jesus Christ, that we'll be able to meet them in their sadness, that we'll be able to meet them in their brokenness, that we will be able to meet them when they feel down and out, and share the victory of how we overcame because we put our faith and our trust in you, knowing, trusting, and believing that you will never leave us and that you will never forsake us. God, I pray for every young lady that we give the opportunity to witness to. God, that she will come and she will sing of your glory. I pray for every young man that we get the opportunity to share the gospel to. That because of his test, he'll now have testimonies of how he thought he was down and out. But God, you stepped right in. Lord, I thank you for this opportunity to pray. I just ask that whoever is hearing this, Father, that something in them will start to shake, that something in them will start to stir, God. And Lord, that you will allow this podcast to be the outreach to help bring people to your ministry, to help bring people to your kingdom, so that you get all of the praise and that you get all of the glory and that you get all of the honor. And it's in Jesus' name I pray.
Holy Spirit, we ask that you be at work, opening up hearts and minds. Let us join you where you're already working. Let us not pass by anyone that we have decided does not need to know you or is not ready for you or whatever judgment we've put. Let us see the world, those around us, with your eyes. 1 Timothy 2:4 says, God, who wants all men to be saved and come to a knowledge of the truth, for that is your desire for each member of mankind, that they would know you. Lord, would you correct our hearts in this if there's those that we've determined are outside your kingdom or we have judged harshly? Would you change us in that and give us a heart for those around us, a heart for our communities? Lord, that there be revival in our place. Yes. Lord, wherever we're listening to this, that there would be revival in our towns and our cities, that the work of the Lord would go forward, and that the people who have had all sorts of darkness and problems and felt locked up in addiction and darkness and loss, Lord, would find the light of day that comes in Jesus Christ. Lord, that they would know eternal life that comes from Jesus. Help us to be those who shine the light of Jesus in such a way that those around us want to know who we know. Father, would you pour out your Spirit in our towns and cities, that you would bring many of the lost to yourself, and that we would celebrate with you. We know that all of heaven celebrates when a new believer comes into the fellowship.
Yes, God.
Lord, let us celebrate that as well. Yes. Lord, let our hearts be with your heart. Let us move our resources and our efforts in this way, that we are not building up closed forts for ourselves, but that we are open-handed and generous with the gospel, loving people well, with our time, with our resources, with our gifts. Thank you, Father, that you loved us, you rescued us. Let us now join with you. Let us be on the rescue team, Lord. Let us be part of what you're doing. We give you all the glory. We love you and trust you and ask that you would bring a great number to yourself. We pray these things in the mighty and matchless name of the seeking and saving Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen.
Thank you so much for joining us in prayer today. You know, just as a reminder, Romans 5:8 says, but God demonstrates his own love for us in this. While we were sinners, Christ died for us. I just want you to know that, you know, in whatever you're dealing with, whatever situation you're going through, whatever brokenness you may be dealing with right now, God loves you and so do we. Thank you again for joining us for prayer.
Thank you for listening to Prayer Now. Prayer Now is a ministry of New Hope Christian Community Church in Round Lake, Illinois. You can donate to support the work of Prayer Now at newhoperoundlake.com/prayernow.